The Youth's Instructor, November 8, 1894. Walk even as he walked. Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The beloved disciple utters sharp truth in order that he may arouse the erring who are asleep in their sins and at ease in their rebellion, while claiming to be the children of God. He continues, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Jesus plainly states, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Those who would be his disciples, he invites to take his yoke upon them and to learn of him who is meek and lowly of heart. And he promises those who do this that they shall find rest unto their souls. The meekness and humility that characterized the life of Christ will be made manifest in the life and character of those who walk even as he walked. No proud boasting of superior attainments will be heard from the lips of those who are being sanctified through the truth. Those who truly love God will utter no blasphemous utterances against the holy law of God. For those who do this, place themselves on the side of the first great rebel. In view of the holy standard of righteousness, those who feel their sinfulness, their condition of helplessness, will urge their way to the great physician, and blessed indeed is the man who can say with Paul, Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Blessed is the soul who can say, I am guilty before God, but Jesus is my advocate. I have transgressed his law. I cannot save myself, but I make the precious blood that was shed on Calvary all my plea. I am lost in Adam, but restored in Christ. God, who so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son to die, will not leave me to perish while repentant and in contrition of soul. He will not look upon me, for I am all unworthy. But he will look upon the face of his anointed. He will look upon my substitute and surety and listen to the plea of my advocate, who died for my sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. By beholding him, I shall be changed into his image. I cannot change my own character, save by partaking of the grace of him who is all goodness, righteousness, mercy, and truth. But by beholding him, I shall catch his spirit and be transformed into his likeness. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Every soul is under obligation to follow in the footsteps of Christ, the great example for the human family. He said, I have kept my Father's commandments. The Pharisees thought that he was seeking to lessen the claims of the law of God. But his voice rang out upon their ears, saying, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Christ came to magnify the law and to make it honorable. He came to extol the old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Then we need the law and the prophets. We need the Old Testament to bring us down along the line to the New Testament, which does not take the place of the Old Testament, but more distinctly reveals to us the plan of salvation, giving significance to the whole system of sacrifices and offerings, and to the word which we had from the beginning. Perfect obedience is enjoined upon every soul, and obedience to the expressed will of God will make you one with Christ. You will be enabled to live nobly, for the life of Christ as a servant of Jehovah was noble. Of him it is written, "Lo, I come," in the volume of the book it is written of me, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Self-reliance and an unsanctified independence hold many away from the richest gifts in Christ. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. As soon as men refuse to walk in the light by rendering obedience to God's commandments, they are plunged in darkness. And how great is that darkness! Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Those who claim to be following Jesus and who do not cherish love for their brethren are deceived. They are not following the light of the world, but the ruler of the darkness of the world. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The same voice that spoke to the disciples in the New Testament spoke to the congregation of Israel in the Old Testament, saying, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." Jesus said again, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. It was the same Jesus who commanded that love should be the ruling principle in the old dispensation, that commanded that love should be the ruling principle in the hearts of his followers in the New Testament. The working out of the principle of love is true sanctification. Those who walk in the light will be the children of the light and will diffuse light to those who are around them in kindness, in affection, in unmistakable love. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Unless love is cherished in the soul, and that continually, Christ does not abide in the heart. He who is devoid of love has not the shining of the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness in the chambers of heart and mind. But the soul who has opened the door of the heart to Jesus will reveal the light of life in practical godliness. Pure doctrine will blend with works of righteousness. Heavenly precepts will mingle with holy practices. The heart that is filled with the grace of Christ will be made manifest by its peace and joy. And where Christ abides, the character will become purified, elevated, ennobled, and glorified.